Unit 3. Buying and Selling.
Lesson 23. Push that product.
In 1900, Edwin Moore had an idea. He would make something useful that people would want to buy. What was that thing? It was a pushpin. A pushpin is a pin that you push. You push it into walls or bulletin boards. Why? To hold up posters, maps, and other papers.
There is a pushpin holding up this piece of paper.
Edwin Moore lived in the United States. He made his first pushpins by himself. For a little money, he bought some supplies and rented a room. Every afternoon and evening, he made pushpins. Every morning, he sold them. Then he bought more supplies and made more pushpins. Moore's first pushpins cost $2 for 144 pins. That's cheap. One day, a company paid Moore $1,000 for some pushpins. It was his first big success.
Let's see. 144 pushpins for $2. How many for $1,000?
Yikes! That's 72,000 pushpins. I hope he had some help.
Have you ever pushed a product?
If you push a product in English, what are you doing?
Well, if it's a pushpin, you may be really pushing it. But if you're pushing any other product, you are trying to sell it. What's a good way to push a product? Advertising.
Lots of people bought Moore's pushpins. They liked them. Moore's business grew. In 1903, he began advertising his product across the United States. His first ad was in a magazine called The Ladies' Home Journal. Today, the Moore family still owns the company, and the Moore Pushpin Company still makes pushpins. It also makes more than 200 other small, useful products. It has 41 employees and a factory with 100 machines. It advertises on the Internet. It sells thousands of pushpins all over the world. What's the price of a pushpin today? A box of 100 pushpins costs about $4.95. That's more expensive than in 1900, but it's still cheap.
One pushpin, 5 cents. Learning tips. We can call a lady, Madam.
Let's do it. Talk about Mr. Moore with a partner. What did he do well? Why was he successful? Was advertising a good way to push his product? What else was important to his success?